You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Hello, folks. This is JCDJ Mac here again with another AppleViz demonstration. Today, I'm going to review another application that is regarding voice messaging, but pretty similar to Heytel and iMessage. This time, it is called Glide, and the name of the app is spelled G-L-I-D-E. And the nice feature about Glide, which I really love, is that it provides real-time recording, which means once a user presses the record button near the bottom of the chat window, the message will be automatically sent to the user via push notifications if it is enabled, and you will get an alert informing the user that you have recorded live. Now, if you missed it, not a problem. You can always go back and replay it at any given time. And the nice thing about the app is that the videos don't take up storage on your device, meaning it doesn't take up a lot of storage. It just shows up, and then once played, it disappears automatically, which is a really nifty and really nice feature. At the time of this recording, Glide has been updated to support both the iPhone and iPad. Glide now supports both the uses of the iPhone and iPad, which means you can now use Glide on both devices, and you can receive both video messages simultaneously on both. And there's another feature that has been added. You can now upload photos, not assuming for voiceover users, but you can now upload photos straight to the Glide app and share them in the Messages app. And another feature that they add, which is really cool, is the ability to record offline. And when you're connected, the video message sends to the recipient automatically. And top notch, this app is fully accessible with voiceover. And I'm very pleased that the app is accessible with voiceover. And I'm going to get into the iPhone app since I have the iPhone app in front of me. And voiceover is turned on. Glide is already focused in the home screen, and I'm going to do a one-finger double tap to open the application.
Glide group button.
You start the Glide app is the group button. That is, if you want to start a Momentum group conversation, or if you want to have access to your groups, this is where you can create it here.
New message button.
The new message button simply allows you to create a new message for a recipient. You can now review messages before you can actually send them, which is a really nifty feature if you want to review the message before sending it. If it doesn't sound right, you can always re-record it.
Search chats and friends. Search field.
So there's search chats and friends. If you want to search for a friend, you can always do so. If they're using Facebook, you will get a notification once they sign up that your new friend has just joined Glide, and then you can say hi to them via video message, and I'll show you the beauty of video messaging in a little bit.
Today, heading.
This is where your recent chats live, and there are three tabs at the bottom, which I'll show you when we get to the tabs on the home screen of the Glide app.
Vanessa Melendez.
That's a friend of mine that I keep in contact with.
More button.
There's the more button, which will activate the chat.
Remove button.
Remove doesn't seem to do anything, but pressing it will also open the chat area where you can send a message, but pressing remove doesn't do anything at this point.
Table view cell accessory disclosure dimmed button.
There's a table disclosure button, which is dimmed. That will open up more options, like you can block them, you can remove them from your friends list, you can open a chat, all that stuff. But that's only active if you already did a chat.
Yesterday, D321 Peacockstar 92.
That's another friend of mine, but we're going to go down until I find my friend Clara, who happens to be a friend of mine, and I'll show you how to record. And I'll also show you how to record with voiceover disabled, so if you are sighted, I'll also give you a tip. Actually, if you're blind, I'm going to give you a tip for voiceover users how to use the video chat feature even though you are not able to see, but you're able to hear. So in this case, for the purpose of this demonstration, we're going to refer to it as audio chat or real-time audio chat. So I'm gonna move down.
More. Remove. Table 4 days ago. Jasmine Polite. More. Remove. Tape 5 day. Glide at SSSW.
I'm just moving between them so you can get an idea of what this sounds like.
More. Remove. Last week. Christopher Montalvo.
I'm actually not gonna go through him, but I'm gonna find Clara. I'm still looking for her.
Tape Clara Dice.
There she is. So I'm gonna double tap her name. Now, before we get into the recording, I'm going to show you some of the stuff that are here. First, you get into the close button. If you want to close the chat, you can close it, which is the first item that, near the top. I'm going to click again.
Options button.
Options. On the iPad, if you're using the iPad version, there will be a dot. VoiceOver will say dot button, and that will bring up the options, and it will bring up alert as to what you want to do. If you want to clear the chat, or if you want to refresh if the video is not playing at some sort, then you can do that here.
Clara Dietz.
There's Clara Dietz, that's my friend's name.
Filters button.
There's filters, but that doesn't apply to VoiceOver users.
Flip camera button.
The flip camera button allows you to flip the camera. By default, it's using the back-facing camera, but if you want them to see, you can use the front-facing camera. But we're not going to do that. We're going to only do audio at this point since the light's turned off and, you know.
None.
So there's filters. I'm just going to go through them real quickly. It's not applied for voiceover users, but I'll show you anyways.
B&W, sepia, warm, cool, x-ray, pink, orange, green. Create text message button.
Yes, you can actually create a text message here, which the keyboard actually is pretty good with VoiceOver.
Imports picture button.
There's a new feature. You can import a picture now. Previously, you weren't unable to import, but now you can import a picture into the messaging app to make it more interesting.
Record.
Now here's the record button. So I'm going to show you the first way to do it with VoiceOver, and then I'm going to show you the second way to do it without VoiceOver. So, right near the home button, if you touch near the top on the bottom, near the home button,
record,
is the record button. So, come to the home button, the first button you will tap on is record. So, I'm going to do a one finger double tap to start recording.
Stops recording.
So, the VoiceOver speech went through the earpiece. So, now we are recording. So, as soon as Clara gets the notification, which she will immediately get it, it will tell her that so-and-so is recording live, and then if she wants to hear it now, she can just double-tap my name, listen to the video, and then when she double-taps, or actually when I double-tap, it'll stop the video from playing, and then she can reply back. So, I'm going to do a one-finger double tap to stop.
Record.
So, now she has seen my video, or audio rather, and now she is going to reply back in real time. Now, I'm going to show you after this video plays, or audio plays, I'm going to show you how to send an audio message without the use of VoiceOver. And just a quick reminder, AppleVis users, in order to do this, you'll have to have the triple-click home feature set for VoiceOver toggle. If that is not set, please go to Settings, Accessibility, triple-click Home, and select, or Accessibility shortcut, and select VoiceOver. This will trigger VoiceOver on or off, and if you want to use the app without sighted assistance, you can. But turn VoiceOver back on so you'll get alerts and notifications to inform you that whatever goes on, goes on. So, I'm going to turn VoiceOver off at this point by doing a triple click home, 1, 2, 3.
VoiceOver off.
VoiceOver is off. So, there's no speech, there's nothing there. So, you may be asking yourself, well, how am I going to send an audio message? Well, remember what I said before, right next to the home button is the record button right near the top of the screen. So I'm going to just tap on record with one finger. And it beeped. The high beep telling you that it's recording. The low beep telling you that it stops recording. So now we are recording. And again, she will receive a notification that someone's recording live. And when she receives it, she'll listen to it on the fly or later, depending on how she's doing or what she's doing. And then when I stop it, she'll reply back. And then when I get the notification, I will be able to listen to the message on the Glide app, either my phone or my iPad. So I'm going to stop the recording. And so it stopped recording. A high tone means that you're recording. A low tone means that you stopped recording. So it's a very good and neat way to start and stop recording on the fly with VoiceOver disabled. But if VoiceOver is enabled, do a one finger double tap to start recording, one finger double tap again to stop, and that will be pretty easy to do. It also works with Android, but no one has not tested Android at this time. I am only covering and only covering the iOS version of the Glide app. So I'm going to do a triple click home again to turn VoiceOver back on.
VoiceOver on, Glide, close button.
So now we're back in the app. So I'm going to go into options.
Options, button, options.
And I'm going to touch near the top of the screen until I get to clear chat history.
Start the group, options, but what, start the group, refresh. Clear chat history.
There it is, it's right near the bottom. So I'm going to double tap.
Alert, clear chat history.
Now it's asking me if I want to clear it. Yes, I do, so I'm going to flick twice.
Cancel clear history. Button.
And then do one finger double tap to clear it.
Plays video dimmed button.
So now that video is dimmed. Like I said before, the videos don't take up storage on your iOS device, meaning the video goes away instantly after a recipient plays the video. So I'm going to close by going to the top of the screen next to the volume button.
Close button.
Double tap.
Group button.
And now we're back on the main home screen. So let me show you the tabs near the bottom.
Selected. Recent tab. 2 of 3.
Now there's recent. The first tab is
friends tab. 1 of 3.
Now if someone has already joined Glide, and assuming you get the push notification, you will see someone on Glide and it will say friends 1 item or friends 2 items. That means you've added a friend to your contact or friends list.
Selected. Recent tab. 2 of 3.
Recents is always selected by default when you start the Glide app.
More tab. 3 of 3.
And then there's the more tab. The more tab basically gives you settings such as changing your phone number if desired. And by the way, it'll ask you for your phone number, but it's only a one-time thing. The reason why they ask you for it is if you want to receive a text message for a verification code, that sort of thing. But that's only a one-time deal. For the rest of that, you can use your Facebook info to see who else is on Glide via Facebook, so you don't have to use your phone number. You can actually use your Facebook info to log in and see who else is there. Just tap on the Facebook icon or double tap on the Facebook icon. It will ask you for permission. Double tap OK, and then you'll be granted access to your Facebook info, and you'll see who else is on Glide through Facebook Connect. So that's one of the nice features about Glide, is you can see your friends from Facebook right within Glide once they officially signed up with a Glide account. So I'm going to go to the More tab. I'm going to do a one-finger double tap to activate that. And you heard no speech, but I'm going to touch the top of the screen.
More heading.
Now we have more, so this is what we have.
Settings button.
We have settings if we want to change a few things.
Juan Lizio.
That's my name. It's right near the top next to settings.
Glide ID, KRHBHCG.
That's my Glide ID. I am not going to tell you what it is. You already heard it from VoiceOver. But if you want to share, you come next to it. There's a
share button.
Share button. And what that does is you can toggle on whether you want to have share features on or not. If you want to share via Facebook or Twitter or mail. And once you share it, they'll, of course, have to download the Glide app first. And then once they sign in, then they click on my name or double tap on my name, and they'll be able to chat with me instantly on Glide.
Share your Glide ID to connect with friends.
And that says, share your Glide ID to connect with friends.
Friends heading.
And now there's friends. There's the friends heading. We're going to go down.
Add friends.
add friends, you can add them via their phone number or their Glide ID. Personally, I prefer to use their Glide ID since it's a lot easier.
Invite friends.
There's the invite friends, so if someone's not on Glide, you can invite them via the app.
Meet people.
You can meet people, which will open Safari and will present you with a Twitter page, and it will, you know, let you know who's on Glide. And I don't use this feature, but it's new if you want to meet new people randomly.
Support heading.
There's support, and in there we have
FAQ.
Frequently asked questions. If you want to view that, it'll open up Safari and it will take you to the frequently asked questions page.
Contact us.
There's the contact us icon where you can double tap and send a request or feedback.
Report a problem.
There's a report a problem, so if you have any problems on the application, you can always contact them and let them know. They're not always there to respond, but on a frequent basis, they're there to respond whenever.
Info.
There's info, there's the latest version of Glide that you're running, as well as copyright and credits and all that stuff.
Social heading.
Now here's the social part.
Like on Facebook.
There's like on Facebook.
Follow on Twitter.
Follow on Twitter. Their Twitter handle, if you want to follow them, is at Glide App. That's @GLIDEAPP. So if you want to follow them and mention, they're always there to reply to any mentions that pop up.
Friends tab, 1 of 3.
Now we're back on the regular tab, like the friends tab, that sort of thing. So I hope this gives you a brief overview of what Glide is, and it's very accessible with VoiceOver. From top to bottom, it is very accessible. I love the application. I use it on a day-to-day basis when I want to chat with my friends if they're not on Heytel. But this is another great communication aid. And I tested it. The first time I tested it was a couple of months ago when Glide was first available. It was accessible and is still accessible. And it's very, very, very good, and I highly recommend this app for users that want high-quality professional audio but do not want the urge to have the videos stored up. Like I said, the videos don't take up memory on your iOS device. It is blazing fast, and it's secure. It disappears in an instant after the video is played. It's very good and very accessible, so I highly recommend it. Again, the app is called Glide, Glide. And you can download it free of charge from the iTunes App Store, both for iPhone and now available for the iPad. Thank you for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.